This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It has become a familiar story in California politics. A big-spending, deep-pocketed advocate dominates one side of a ballot initiative campaign, while an underfunded grassroots opposition struggles to get its message out. That scenario is playing out again in the June 8th primary around the PG&E-sponsored Proposition 16. A small but energetic rally on the steps of Santa Rosa City Hall yesterday took vigorous exception to the measure. Mayor Susan Gorin was the leadoff speaker.
It is so important to send our community and Northern California a message of voting no on Proposition 16. We know that, as the sign says, this literally is a power grab. And the audacity for PG&E to say to all of California, this is the taxpayers' right to vote, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Santa Rosa and almost all other local governments in Sonoma County have adopted resolutions opposing Prop 16, along with a number of high-profile statewide organizations, such as the League of Women Voters, the Sierra Club, the California Farm Bureau, even the AARP. Also on that list is Sonoma County's Climate Protection Campaign, whose executive director, Ann Hancock, warned that the measure would block most local attempts to move toward renewable energy sources.
There are really only two options available to local communities, and that is municipal utility districts like Healdsburg has, and community choice aggregation, and both of these would be completely constrained if Prop 16 passes.
These details are being deliberately obscured in the big budget advertising blitz pushing Prop 16, added Megan Mattson, the No on 16 field coordinator, and for good reason.
When people are shown just the basics of its impact on local government decision making or choice in the electricity market, the polling was 80, 85, 90% against 16, but it's being sold as something so different in the ad campaigns and in the mailers that I have no idea what polls would show right now.
Healdsburg is the lone city that already has its own electric utility. City Councilman Gary Plass noted it also has a troubled history with PG&E.
Healdsburg has had its own electric utility since electricity was invented. Now, there was a time that we bought our power wholesale from PG&E. And I got to tell you, this isn't the first time PG&E has tried to stop and eliminate public utilities. They tried it in the 60s, and the way they did that is all of a sudden our wholesale rate was more money than their ratepayers were paying.
Healdsburg and other cities that purchase and distribute their own power, from Los Angeles to Truckee, cannot legally campaign against Prop 16, Plass noted. But they and all the other cities will have to bear additional costs if the measure passes.
Say 16 was to pass and Healdsburg follows the law and goes after a two-thirds vote in an annexation within the city, PG&E is just going to come back and fight that. And, of course, we can't put any money in a campaign supporting it. So this is a vicious circle.
All in all, the issue is enough, apparently, to drive opponents to sing the blues.
You voted no on 16, or what do you get?
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.
St. Peter, don't you call me, because I ain't free. I owe my soul to PG&E.